Abba, we just thank you. We thank you that you are here with us. And we know, Lord, that you are our creator. And that when you created each and every one of us, you created us perfect. And so we ask right now that you reveal to us how perfect that you see us, because we want to have the same opinion and the same perspective that you have of us. And Jesus, we know that you took stripes on your back and hung on the cross for not just healings, but miracles and signs and wonders. So we are wide open to receive new revelations of what healing, health, and wholeness looks like from a heavenly perspective. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for the manifestations of healings and miracles and signs and wonders right now as we listen to you. We thank you for manifesting the glory. And we thank you in advance for what you are going to reveal to us. We ask, Lord, that we have an encounter with you right now. So speak to us. Make it crystal clear what you want us to know individually. So, Lord, what do you want to say about miracles? Miracles are a lot easier than you think they are. The enemy wants you to think that they're impossible or that they're very difficult and challenging to manifest. But from my perspective, they're simple and easy. Remember, nothing is too difficult for me. I'm the one that's performing the miracles through you, am I not? There's no pressure on you at all. I simply want you to be an open, willing vessel to allow my miracle-working power that's already within you to flow through you into the lives of others. But starting right now, you need to think and believe that miracles are simple and easy for you and for me. Because we're doing this together, aren't we? You also have that resurrection power within you, the same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead. Do you know how powerful that is? Ask me and I'll show you. Why do you think I gave you gifts of healing and miracles? To share with others, obviously. So you are already equipped with that healing power and that miracle power within you. And I'm just asking you to be a releaser of that power. Will you be willing and obedient to do that for me? And for others. I also want you to expect a miracle and signs and wonders and healings. I also want you to know that they're possible. My word says, with me, all things are possible. The question I have for you is, do you believe my word? Do you believe that truth? Because it is true. I cannot lie. I can only tell you the truth. And I know some of you need a miracle right now. And you're asking, when, Lord? When is it going to manifest? Again, from my perspective, it's already a done deal. Do you see the miracle that you need right now is done? Or are you waiting for it to happen and then you believe it? What comes first, believing or receiving? Jesus told you to believe the one who sent him. And why would you not believe the one who tells you the truth all the time? You can look back and see that I've been trustworthy and faithful over the years in your life, haven't I? And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He even said that you are to do the works that he did and greater works. Are you interested in that? You do realize that love is the motive when it comes to miracles. Love will just flow out of your heart with compassion to others as you release that miracle working power, that healing power, that resurrection power that's within you. When you ask me, Lord, will you heal me? You're basically saying you don't believe I've already done it on the cross. So instead of asking me, why not thank me for it? Because when you say, Lord, I thank you for my miracle, that's when you're saying, I believe you, that I already have the miracle that you've promised me. And now I just want you to rest. Rest in my peaceful presence. See yourself receiving the miracle that you've been believing for all these years. Just wait in my presence and receive. And remember, I know when you believe me is when you thank me and give me praise and glory for what has not manifested at this moment. But when you do that, then you're going to start seeing the manifestations happen more quickly. Are you interested in that? Remember, your part is super easy and simple. And you don't have to keep asking how. That's on me. The how part is on me. Your part is to not lean on your own understanding, not try to figure things out, but simply trust me with all your heart. Now that is something that you can do, because that's how I created you, to believe and to receive. And do you know how much joy I get when you receive your miracle? I know you're going to brag on me. I know you're going to boast in me. Remember, my promises are always yes and amen for my glory, and it's through you, isn't it? So from this moment on, expect miracles on a daily basis, not only for you, but for others. And you should be anticipating others contacting you, sharing their testimonies of the miracles that they witnessed. And that will give hope to those that literally need a miracle today. Remember, my heart motive is love. And I want you right now to receive that miracle. It's free. You're not earning it. You definitely didn't deserve it. It's all by grace, isn't it? And you're receiving it by the faith I've given you, which works by love. So again, expect your miracle today. Father, we just thank you for revealing to us how simple and easy it is to experience your miracle-working power not only flowing to us, but through us into the lives of others. We thank you that you sent your Son Jesus to take the stripes on his back and to hang on the cross for us. And we don't have to suffer anymore. You didn't create us to suffer in pain with disease and sicknesses or lack or isolation or rejection. Jesus, we thank you that you took all of that on the cross for us. And we thank you, Jesus, that we have life and life more abundantly because of you. And Lord, we thank you for the angels that are in this place. We thank you that we are completely protected. And we thank you that they are ministering to us because we are heirs of salvation. Lord, show us how to release the power that's within us so that you can be glorified. Holy Spirit, you're our teacher. And we are wide open to learn more about experiencing miracles. We just ask that you really do show us how simple and easy it is. And give us that expectation on the inside that we can experience miracles on a daily basis. We can hear of miracles. We can release that miracle-working power into the lives of others today. And so, Lord, we're going to have this supernatural optimism that we just know that we know that we know on the inside that something's going to happen before we go to sleep tonight. And we thank you and we praise you and we give you all the glory for it.